Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech will by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoy the Spirit.
Never be abandoned. In Jesus' name. Now that brings me to what I want to share with us this morning. I'm going to be continuing from where I stopped last time. I was talking about the wrath of God, and I was talking about the book of Revelation. Amen. The end times, as it were. It's like a study of the end times. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Sorry, that was caused by the technical crew. They forgot to button back my shirt. Amen. So I want to continue, but you see, I want to be careful as I delve into the book of Revelation. There are so many symbols, there are so many mysteries contained there, and I know that's the reason why many of you will never, by the grace of God, touch the book of Revelation, because it's like an oral theme playing itself out. But it need not be so. It's a book that is so easy to understand. Amen. But I will just enter a little. I will continue the week after and try and finish and wrap everything together. Is that okay, church? So let me greet all the men of God in the house. Mommy, Pastor Bello, Mommy Bello, Pastor Danso, Pastor Lubi, Pastor Father. No. Amen. Praise God. All the deacons in the house, I bring greetings for my wife. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the other members of the group. I want to thank everyone that joined me on the webinar yesterday. Thank you for making it a successful one. Praise God. Without realizing, I'm moving from being a pastor, or moving from being an engineer to a pastor, for pastor being an internship authority, and then from there to career. Praise God. I don't even know where I'm going to wind up. Amen. My third book is supposed to come out. It's ready to go to print, to publisher. And the title is, I'm giving you up front, The Church and the Kingdom. So it's coming out soon. Praise God. So I want to encourage you also that the grace of God in your heart. The grace is in your heart. It's not on your body. Say you know. Let it find expression. God will help you in the name of Jesus. So I want to lay the foundation for what I want to say. You see, you will not appreciate the book of Revelation if you don't have an overview of what the book is about. Please, can you give me my PL glasses? I was wondering too. I said in the book of Revelation, you can easily, if you look at the book of Revelation, you can divide them into sections. The first the first chapter was a personal introduction of the book to John. God was introducing himself to John afresh. And that's a good thing about God. John had a personal relationship with Jesus. But it was the Jesus of Nazareth that John knew so well until he met with him again. Now, you will understand that when John penned down the epistle of John, John had after his resurrection, he had begun to have insight about who Jesus actually is. And so you will see that his own epistle was different from the others, Matthew, Mark and Luke. John went into the mystical path of who Jesus was, and you could see that in his writing. But when God confronted him in the island of Patmos, it was a completely different experience entirely. Praise God. So much so that when he saw Jesus in chapter 1, he said the person he saw looks like the Son of Man. Amen. It's like missing somebody, for example, somebody that looks like Dickie Blessing, By the way, happy birthday. Hallelujah. He celebrated his birthday yesterday. And I really appreciate those of you that appreciated him. Praise God. The only problem is that nobody took him out. Amen. I'm soliciting for him. Praise God. Pastor George offered. But with he did. I wanted the sister to take you out, but I won't say more than that. Praise God. Today is Sunday. Glory to God. All right. You know, he looked like Deacon, but I'm not sure. The person is lighter. I mean, I see somebody that looks like him, but is lighter in complexion. I was like, you resemble Deacon so much, too. You know that kind of, he's like the son of my God. The reason why, see, he saw the facial features, the physical features, but the other major component of his appearance was different. His hair was white. His eyes, rather than normal eyes that everybody has, was blazing with fire. What kind of eyes were these? Amen. His cloth that he wore was not the one he was used to. This was a full gown, white, and then he has that stash, gold something, sandals. And he said, and when he spoke, he said it was like multitude of waters. Have you been to the seashore before? Bad beach. No, well, if you go to Lekki and hear the roar of the waves. So that was how his voice was. And said, this guy looks like son of man that we know, but this person does not look like him. And Jesus had to tell him that I am the first. Yes, I'm the same person you saw, but I am now different. This is the real me that I'm now showing you. I showed you in a figure. Praise God. Then he said he was afraid. Why would you not be afraid? Praise God. Many of you want to see Jesus. If he shows you himself in his full glory, you will not, your body will collapse. So it is mercy that makes him not to reveal himself physically to you. Praise God. Just be contented that he's showing himself in the Bible. Am I communicating? He said, Lord, if I see you, I will believe you. He knows you are a liar. You can't believe him from the Bible. You are not going to likely believe him when you see him. Praise God. But that's not what where I'm going this morning. What I'm trying to say to you is that the whole book of Revelation actually contains the revelation of the person of Jesus. Now, for you to appreciate that, you have to go back to the book of Colossians. When Paul began to reveal him, said it is in him all these things consist. He is the beginning, he is the one who put everything together. Praise God. Are you with me? So that's why you can understand what the book of Revelation is talking about. So the Christ has simply showed us his agenda and now he's going to play it out. Glory to God. It's just a revelation of his plan. And nothing is going to change that plan. There is no demon, there is no devil, there is no Satan, there is no Lucifer anywhere in any creation that can alter it. It can't be altered. Because he who is the first and the last has made a pronouncement. This is what he's going to do. And I like that. You see, there was a man called Muhammad Ali. Praise God. I don't know how many of you knew him. Ali was the most charismatic boxer that has ever walked the face of the earth. Ali, in a way, carried a prophetic unction. Ali told us that he would drop George Foreman in round 8. George Foreman was the most ruthless boxer that ever walked the face of the earth. Foreman was ruthless. Foreman demolished the current, that time it was Joe Frazier was the current world champion. Frazier would beat anybody. He had beaten Johnny Liston. So to come up and say somebody would beat Frazier was unimaginable. Praise God. And Foreman demolished him. And Judge Foreman does not smile. Praise God. You know those bad dudes. And Ali said, I will destroy Foreman in round 8. You small boy, you are mad. You are crazy. Round 8, he demolished him. He told us he would demolish Liston. The fourth round, he demolished him. And his prophecies were coming to pass as he said it. Amen. Do you understand what the prophecy or prediction? Glory to God. I hope you're with me. So you find out that a person, somebody like God, said he's going to do something. There's no amount of ganging up you want to do. He's going to do it. All of you can even go and carry yourself and align yourself. He's still going to do what he's going to do. And nothing's going to stop him. Praise God. This God is a terrible God, though. A God that did not show up in battle. And yet, three armies were fighting each other. All he did was just give a command. All of you start fighting each other. And he was in heaven and was continuing with his administration of other things in the universe. Amen. Is that person you want to fight?
No.
Satan is serving him. Praise God. He will put it in the heart of his enemy and say, it is time for you to rise and go and do this. He will not notice God putting the thought in his heart. Because he works everything after the predeterminate counsel of his will. Is that okay? Now, the background story is that Acts of Apostles, Jesus had gone back to heaven. The angel said he was coming back the way he went. Amen. And everybody was expecting him to come back soon. Praise God. But as days turned into months, and months turned into years, and years was turning into a lifetime, and he was not coming, the heart of many began to become weary. Things were not working the way they were told. Praise God. And so, God needed to start encouraging his own people. I hope you are with me. You see, the issue is that it does not work according to our expectations. That's one thing, that's one lesson you and I must get. God does not work according to your expectations. He works according to the predeterminate counsel of his will. He said he who finishes a thing before it begins it. Praise God. So you don't expect him to change his program because you are crying. It doesn't work like that. It is you that will conform to what he wants to do, not the other way around. Praise God. And so that forms the foundation for what we are doing. And so we looked at from verses 2 to 3, chapter 2, chapter 2 to 3, he spoke to the church. To encourage the church, to correct the church, to bring them back into alignment. And from chapter 4 and 5, he showed his glory and his exaltation. Praise God. From chapter 6, we begin to see the unveiling of judgment. And I said the judgments were packaged in three levels, amen. You have the seals, you have the trumpets, and you have the vials. Glory to God. Now, if you look at those levels of judgment, it's not something that you want to be there when they begin to unfold. You ought not to be there. Praise God. Now, I want to say this. This is why many in the church have said that the church will not be on the earth when these things will play out. Because they cannot imagine God descending heavily on his own people and destroying them like this. Are you with me, church? But the truth of the matter is that Peter said God knows how to deliver his own from evil. He knows how he can keep them. And we saw the template play out in Goshen. He was destroying Egypt and he preserved his own people in Goshen. Was that not sufficient reason for Pharaoh to have paused, to ask himself, something is going on here? If there was gross darkness in Egypt and there was light in Goshen, should he not have said that something strange is happening in my land? Is that not supposed to be so? But did he take that matter or that information into consideration? Because I believe he had DSS to have told him, sir, we crossed over to the land of Goshen and we found that there was light. Have you ever done, can you imagine? This is where our boundary, this is Egypt here, praise God. This is Goshen. You are here, cross darkness. It's so dark that if you strike a match, the darkness will envelop the light. Praise God. The match will be burning. The match will burn. But the light will die It will squeeze the light, but the match will be burning. Amen. Then you cross over. Pure light. Praise God. You go back. Pure darkness. You come there. Pure light. Should you not run back to your car? I said, there's wahala, sir. Am I communicating? But even with that, they had this information and their minds were still darkened that they could not reason things out for themselves. Praise God. Am I communicating? So you need to understand, and I'm going to show us later how these things will play out. Amen. And then you see him now talk about we will now go after those vials. He will now talk about his judgment on the kingdom of darkness. Then you see him finish that, and he will now revert back talking to the church again. That's how he ended the Revelation. Praise God. I've given you the summary of Revelation. Is that okay? You see, it's not difficult. Amen. But you want to know, what are the meaning of those symbols? How does that concern you? That's the beauty of Revelation. When I tell you about the meaning of the seven scrolls, the one that has seven heads with their wings like this, hallelujah. It makes for a very good theme. Amen. But I'll come there. Maybe not today. I'll get there and explain it. God helping us. Praise God. But this morning, I want to look at the fact that there are three entities in the earth that God is dealing with simultaneously. The entities God is dealing with are Israel, the church, and the Gentile nations. Praise God. What did I say? They are Israel, the church, and the Gentile nations. Can you give me Psalm 2? This is where God began to have... That's where you see where the problem of the Gentiles nation started from. Now, it didn't start from chapter 2. It started from the book of... the problem with the Gentiles started with Babel. Praise God. But let us look at this. So why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? They've been doing this from the day they were formed. The Gentiles have been raging. Now, please hold on to this place. Go back to Genesis chapter 10. Let's go to Genesis 10, verse 1. Because you need to understand the basis for those judgments. God is not just coming to start judging people because he wants to judge people. I said Genesis chapter 10, verse 1. Thank you. Now, these are the generations of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Jephthah. And unto them were sons born after the flood. And he began to now mention the sons of Ham, and these were the sons of Jephthah, Gomer, Magog, Madia, and Javan, and Tobiah, and Meshech, and Tiras. And he began to mention their names. Praise God. He mentioned the first two tribes, the first two sons. Please give me verse 2. Jephthah and Ham. Japheth, thank you. Japheth and Ham. They are children and their descendants. These two sets of people form what we call the Gentile nations. Are you with me, church? The descendants of the last person, Shem, was what formed the children of Israel. Praise God. It was the son of Ham, the great, great, great grandson. I don't know whether it's great son or great, great, great. Was called Nimrod. How many have heard about Nimrod? Nimrod was the one who was the conduit. He was the one who opened the portals and brought demon entities into the earth. It was the Bible says, and Cush begat Nimrod. And he began to be a mighty one in the earth. Verse 9. And he was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Wherefore it is said, even as Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord. Amen. Now, what made Nimrod a mighty man before the Lord. You would think he was the hunter of elephants and lions. No, Nimrod was an hunter of men. Nimrod was, you would call him the top assassin. Nimrod would take out anybody. Nimrod was a murderer. Not only will he murder bodies, Nimrod was murdering souls. Praise God. And his report got to heaven. Can you imagine you be the principal and they are always reporting a child every time? You know that my character, Ade? You come to sir, Ade has caused wahala again in school. What did he do? He has beat up all the boys, all the students. Ah, Ade again, Ade. You will call him out on assembly, you will flog, and they will not change. Amen. So, once you come to school every day, you are always praying that a day will not cause one problem or the other. Are you with me? So, Nimrod was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Now, look at, continue with it. And this is the beginning of his kingdom. No, go back there. Go back there. Where did his kingdom begin from? It began with what? Babel. That was where he began to build his kingdom. Remember that Cush, not Cush, I beg your pardon, Cain was a builder of cities too. A builder of kingdoms. Amen. These were men who deliberately made up their minds to walk against God. Praise God. Remember that God had given an instruction. He said they should move over the face of the earth and do what? Take over the earth. Building of cities was to bring men and congregate them together, and they will not fulfill the mandate of God. Do you understand this? So, without you realizing it, these people had made up their hearts to disobey God. Amen. That was the beginning of his kingdom. It was Babel and Erech and Adkad and Calher in the land of Shinar. This is called Shinar. Praise God. Out of that land went forth Asher and built Nineveh. You remember that great city called Nineveh? That great city. That city has ceased to end. It started with the rebellion. And then the city of Rehoboth and Calah and went on like that. Praise God. But do you remember what happened in Babel? That was the first place where men sat down together. Can you give me that place? That place, Genesis, I think, is it 11? And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. Verse 2. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there against God's instruction. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and lime are they for mortar. Verse 4. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us what? A name. Lest we be what? Scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. Verse 5. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men built. Remember, the man who created Babel was Nimrod. When he said, come, let us build a tower. Then after that, they got mortar. Then he said, no, the first got mortar. Then we build a city. Then we build a tower. Then we do now reach up to heaven. Praise God. Who do you think was directing it? It was Nimrod. Because you cannot do this kind of enterprise without a leader. Amen. Now, with the benefit of hindsight, how far do you think they would have gone? Because by the time they read the solar, by the go off and go build beyond the 30,000 feet ceiling, where planes, at 30,000 feet you can't breathe. You can't get enough oxygen to breathe. Praise God. So whatever these people were trying to build was actually a structure that would have pierced through the second heaven, and they were pierced into the presence of God. They were created. Remember when they left, when God drove them out of the Garden of Eden, he shut the door. That man can't return there. These people were building an alternative route back to God. came down and saw that what they were doing, said if they continue, they will succeed. You will not begin to understand the mental capacity of men, even a fallen man. Now, whatever he sets his heart to do, he will do it. Praise God. But I don't know the wisdom. I believe this wisdom was not ordinary wisdom. I believe that this wisdom also must have come from fallen angels who enabled them to work out those things. Praise God. So when you talk about Nigeria, we have brains. We have well-educated people. I don't know why Nigeria is poor. I don't know why we are going back. Listen to me. No nation becomes great without the help of spirits. Ask your academics. How many of them have paid the price to collect world-shattering inventions? You think this thing just come by reading book? What is the physics, those of you that study physics, of the Xerox photocopy machine? When that man brought the concept, there was no physics to explain it. How then was it? He said he entered into trance and those spirits gave him to take this something and go and do it. And everywhere he went to, they said IBM said it cannot be done. It doesn't make sense. And the man did it, Xerox also took the patent also and did it, and we have photocopier today. No physics, maybe they are not explaining it. Praise God. I came across a writing. They discovered that in ancient India, Mukweu, they found traces in a location that had high level of radioactivity and found rocks that had been come altered. And that kind of rock can only be found after a radioactive bomb has been detonated. They now ask, there's no recorded history of people having nuclear bombs. But the people in India, in their ancient records, said there was a time people were flying and they were dropping bombs all over the place. Nuclear bombs. Who gave them the wisdom? Am I communicating? Look, things have happened on us. God is just watching us. Praise God. The heart of men is bent in them to be evil. That is the way they are. And God came down and he saw what they were building. And verse 6 said this. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one. And they have all one language. You know what it means to have one language? You now know why Nigeria cannot be one. Praise God. We are only one when Nigeria is playing football. Amen. We are only one when we are abroad. But let us get back to Murtala Airport. We will find out that we are not. We've never been one. Praise God. You know the problem? We don't speak the same language. Now it's not, you can speak English. I mean, many blacks speak English. But you both know that you are not part of them. You don't understand, this language is not Oyibo, it's not English. It's, I don't understand it. It's like the configuration of your soul. It's like the way your culture, your language, all those things come together that makes you uniquely you. Praise God. I can't explain it because I didn't study all these things, but I know something. That only a person who is Yoruba can understand the meaning of Pele. I've just said Pele now. What can you interpret it? Eh? Now if you are Oyo, you know that Pele has almost 10 different meanings. And I will be right to tell you that you are wrong. When I say Pele, you think I'm greeting you. Whereas I'm abusing you. Pele. You understand that? Do you follow me? Now if you are not Oyo, you can't know. If you are English, now if an Englishman, you talk to an Englishman, I am coming. I am walking away. The guy is confused. But we know that I'm coming means I'm coming. Praise God. He can't understand what you are saying. But we know I'm coming. But to remember why we say, I will be back soon. That's too long for us. But there's a way our soul works. Because we speak a kind of language There are things that we communicate with. Praise God. And so you can find out that, okay, I was talking with Sister Olamide. We're talking about osu. I said, your side osu. She said, it's not side osu, daddy. It is business. I said, osu is osu. So she had to send me the English definition of osu. I said, this is English. We know. I don't know what I would say. Now, if I tell Adoiboma osu, he will think it's osu. Whereas, if you are in Nigeria and you are there, you know what I'm talking about. That is language. We are one. do you understand? Somehow, different. I don't know. God, we are all wonderful. This is the root of the problem of the whole world. This is the beginning of racism. And this is the problem still in the church. One day, I was in SU building. I was in SU. I was asked to come and preach. And after my preaching, well, they said I spoke wonderfully. I was good. Praise God. And after the service, people were greeting me. And I was going home. I was going to the car. And a brother ran up to me. He said, bro. It was not say, bro. And when I stopped and turned around, he began to speak Igbo to me. And I looked at him and said, I'm sorry, bro. I'm not Igbo. And I saw how his face was downcast. Oh, I thought you were Igbo. Sorry. And I was, really? Are we not supposed to be one in Christ? That is theory. Praise God. God needs to, that thing is still strong in souls of many people. It's like you call me and say, you can say, I love everybody. Let your child come back and say, I want to marry Ibera. That's when you know whether you're racist. what did you say? Over my dead body. And you're a brother. You forget that you're one in Christ. Or somebody can say that I want to marry Ibo. Don't let me tell lie. Let me tell you, get as a view. Amen. I like Igbos. But I don't like their marriage program. So if you're a brother, you go and marry Igbo sister, I will not follow you. Because I don't have $1 million to pay for your bride price. The better thing to do is $1 million. Amen. I have told somebody, oh, they said, apart from the $1 million bad price, he has to provide building materials. I don't do that for you again. What kind of nonsense is this? Praise God. Amen. But if you've met some Igbo people, they are wonderful. No. They are wonderful. I've also seen Yoruba people that they are as wicked as Lucifer himself. So this thing is not about where you come from. It's just the nature of the fallen man. All of us are falling. Are you with me? We all have problems. We all have problems. Amen. So the Bible says, what they have imagined to do, nothing will be restrained from them. We do have to do. And so, verse 7 told us, what is in verse 7? Let us go down now and confound their language that they may not understand each other. Now, go back to Psalm. You now know where this rebellion is coming from. This was a manifestation of a full-blown Gentilic rebellion. And so, God began to tell us what was happening in the realm of the Spirit. So why do the heathen rage? And the people imagine what? A vain thing. Building that tower to heaven was a vain thought. And they are still building it today. I will tell you when I get there. That one of the goals of the New World Order is to complete what they were not able to finish in Genesis chapter 11. Especially the European nation. They said they will build it. They are coming to rebuild Babel. So all the things that are happening around you is not coming by accident. There is a laid down design. Glory to God. Why are they raging? Why are they imagining a vain thing? Verse 2 says, The kings of the earth, what they do, they set themselves. They have gone into a conclave. They have gone for meetings. They have gone to G7. They've gone to World Economic Forum. They have set themselves. And the rulers, what have they taken? Counsel together. And who did they take it against? The Lord. And against who? His anointed. Verse 3 says this. Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Do you know that God has put bands, cords, or rather, he has put a yoke upon the nations of the earth? What is that yoke he has put on them? His laws. His laws. Romans told us he has put laws even in the heart of Gentiles, that they know what is right from what is wrong, even not having the law that he gave to Israel. And by those laws that is in their conscience, he will judge them. Praise God. Every unbeliever knows it's not good to kill somebody else's son. I don't know whether you understand me. You don't need to read that in the Bible to know that it's not good. You don't need to steal somebody else's thing. Now, when we were growing up, that you don't need to stay with your goods. Put your goods outside and pay the price and go and do something else. People will come there, take it and put their money, the money, and walk away. If you now get armed policemen, they will still come and steal it from you. What happened to us? Things are degenerating by the day. And that's a cause of concern. We'll look at that. So they want to break the bands. I say, no, enough. God cannot be telling us what we want to do with our lives. God cannot be telling us, we are not doing it again. Okay, we are not doing. Do your worst. It was a council. They had a meeting and they all agreed. I was watching the confirmation hearing. I don't know how many of you have watched it. In the United States of America. The first black woman to probably want her to go to the Supreme Court. She'll be making history if she makes it. But it's very likely she might. I don't know how they're going to play it. But it's very clear that the Republicans will not want her to go. The Democrats have sworn to everyone that she will go there. They are still fighting it. They asked her a simple question. Can you define a woman? How many women do I have in the house? Women. If you're a woman now, are you an hermaphrodite? Praise God. If I ask you, can you define a woman? Would that be difficult for you to define? The woman looked at the senator. He said, I'm not a biologist. The reason why they nominated you in the first place, because you're a woman. You can use yourself as a woman to define what a woman is. He said, I can't define her. I don't know who she is. There is one now. They now said that there are 50-something types of gender. You guys must go back to school if you want to survive there. They are now saying that you do not. It will not be good for Satan. I have seen pictures of a woman that married a cat, married dog, and somebody presided over the wedding ceremony, and it's normal now. That's man to man. There's man to man. That one has stopped shocking me. Woman to woman. So you and cat. You and dog. There's an hotel. I don't know whether it's in America or Amsterdam. Somewhere. It's an hotel. And it's a sex hotel. It's not you and prostitutes. It's you and animal. If you want donkey, you go to this room. If you want cat, you go to this room. If you want elephant, you pay according to the one you desire. And government sanction it is okay. You think that one came out of thin air? No. The governments of the world had a meeting. And they said they are going to break his bands over there. He's not going to decide to them what is good for what is evil. They will decide what is good for what is evil. They let us break their bands asunder and cast away his cause from us. Verse 4 said what? What said verse 4? He then that seated in heavens, what shall he do? Shall laugh. While he is laughing, we are crying. Our life, the end of the world has come. Jesus is coming back soon. It's a lie, it's not coming back soon. More wickedness is still going to play out. You have not seen nothing yet. Did you not read him say it in Matthew chapter 24? He said, these are the beginning of sorrows. And it's even worse. Because Psalm 78 said, where David was saying that, when I saw the prosperity of the wicked, have you come across that? When the wicked were prospering, God said that the wicked would not prosper. But we see them prospering. And it is the righteous that is not prospering. All the confession, thou shalt prosper, thou shalt go up. All your enemy with that. It is your enemy that is doing well. Praise God. Then you now say, I don't think it's worth following God anymore. Because the way it's looking, they are saying all those prayers are not working. Praise God. All those confessions are not working. That's how they designed it. So that only the strong-hearted will survive. Only those who are stubbornly faithful will say, even if it does not even work, I will still continue. God is laughing in heaven. We are crying here on earth. Because what does it say? It said, the Lord shall have their word in direction. It said, he would keep them up to what? That they will, with strong delusion, that they will believe in lie. You will bring truth like this and open up truth. I say, look at it. This is truth. You have removed every packaging. This is truth. They still will not believe it. Because they have been filled with a strong delusion. I can't imagine what is playing out. I can't just understand. Now, the sexual issue is one part of it. Just one of it. They have America now is probably the first army to want to send pregnant women to war. One of the things that Biden is priding himself with is that they have developed a suit, a flight suit, that a pregnant woman can wear when she's flying a supersonic jet and she's flying into battle. And they're happy with themselves. Who sends a pregnant woman to war if you are not sick? The population of the West is diminishing. See, this is why they're going to nuclear war. Their population is decreasing. And all of you are burning baby like battery. A time will come when they will have to throw nuclear bomb on us. But they don't want to do that because it's going to have the same effect on them. So rather than using nuclear bomb, they use biological warfare. That's the purpose for Ebola. They didn't escalate Ebola, they contained Ebola. Because when they saw the effect of Ebola, that you need only one crazy Nigerian to fly over to America and the whole America is doomed. That's why they contained it. It's not that they like you. The best way to keep people is to send Ebola, but to get them to become one. So that's why they gave us COVID. They let us try COVID. COVID didn't work. Don't let me tell, they are still thinking of other ones to use. That will not affect them. So don't cry. That's why we have to go back to Psalm 91 and keep reading Psalm 91 over our lives. Amen. Because the era we have entered, it is the hour of darkness. We are entering it. So if the devil shall laugh, verse 5, what is he going to do? He's going to respond. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. That's why you now begin to understand the judgments of the book of Revelation. Am I communicating? For a long time he had stayed. He has been watching them. Now, of course, God has done so much to get the Gentiles to come over to him, to repent and be saved. Praise God. But that time is winding down. Now, can we go to Daniel? Let's look at Daniel. Is this him coming together? Because you need to understand where we are coming from. Daniel 2. Do you remember? I think let's pick the third from 27. If you go through that story, 27, when Nebuchadnezzar had a dream and he saw that statue, God was, now you see, listen to me. When God, after the flood and all the sons of men scattered, God did not commit the earth to anybody in particular. He had divided the nations and they have given them their boundaries. Are you with me? And people began to fight over resources of the earth, but they had divided the boundaries. No particular nation had control over the whole earth. The first world empire was Babylon. And it was Nebuchadnezzar. So God revealed to him his plan. That this, I'm shifting from all you small nations. I'm now bringing the earth into a time and season where empires will begin to rise. Praise God. Before that time, there was no empire. They were powerful nations, but they did not become empires. You remember the story in Esther? You remember the story of the king, Esdras or so, whose empire spread from India, and there were 100-something provinces. Asteris, thank you very much. That covered, that was his empire. That was how big that empire was. We are going back there. We are going back there. Europe wants to undo America. They are plotting the fall of America. But that's a story for another day. Praise God. With the help of Biden, they will succeed. Amen. And the help of Putin comes to pass. Praise God. But listen to me. No world war is coming out of this England. I mean, nothing's going to happen. When they have accomplished their purpose, they will tell Lewinsky or Zelensky, well, you know this Kisha, they will tell him to go to Russia and go and prostrate. After he has prostrated, they will say, go and sing no more. Then the next agenda will roll. I'll talk about that later. And Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, the secret which the king had demanded cannot, the wise men, that demanded cannot the wise men, the astrologers and the magicians and the soothsayers show unto the king. Verse 28. But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Thy dream and thy visions of thy head upon thy head or the bed are this. Verse 29. He now said, 29, as for thee, O king, thy thoughts came into thy mind upon thy bed. What shall come to pass hereafter? That was the thought that came into the mind of Nebuchadnezzar. Do you know that God responds to your thoughts? The questions you ask, he hears them and he responds. But you are not careful to even know when he answers. For some of us, it will appear in a dream. And you will still understand what is going on. And still be looking for interpreter of dreams. Whereas the key to that interpretation was the thought of your heart. What were the questions you were asking God? Some of you asked the Lord, what do I do after here? What can I do? And in a dream, you will see yourself going somewhere. And you see you will not be able to understand what God is trying to communicate to you. May God help us in our ability to interpret what he's communicating. In the name of Jesus. It can be frustrating when you don't know what God is saying to you. And you can't blame God. Because that's the only way by which he can speak to you. Speak to you through dreams. And that's actually a level of your development. Amen. He said, if there is a prophet among you, I'll reveal myself. I'll speak to you in riddles. I'll speak to you in dreams. I'll speak to you, you know, in dark sayings. But not so Moses, my servant, whom I talk to face to face. No. So you know where your level is. When God is speaking to you in dark things, that means your level is a very pitiable level. You need help. Praise God. You need what? You need help. Because it's likely that God does not want you to even understand what you are. Because except a man, there's an interpreter of dreams that can help you. You will never know what that dream is all about. But the only way you can know, let me tell you, so that you don't become dejected, you go back and ask God, what is the interpretation? Praise God. I believe it's a manifestation of divine mercy. And you must know how to respond to it. When you have a dream that you don't understand and there's no interpreter, go back and meet God. Okay, God, give me the interpretation. Amen. And don't give up. You'll be surprised that God will. It may be in a message. You may just sit down here and the person preaching will just deviate and will start giving you the interpretation. And he will not know he's speaking by the usher of the Spirit. But the thing will flow. If you are sensitive, that is what I've been waiting for. You've gotten it. Praise God. These are the things that came to your mind. Give me verse 30. You know the story. That's the secret. Okay, that's not the story. Go to 31. That old king saw it and beheld a great image. This great image whose brightness was excellent stood before thee and the form therefore terrible. The image head was of fine gold, the breast, the arms of silver, his belly, his thighs of brass, and he went on and went on and went on. Praise God. Now this is where I want to pay attention to. Amen. Look at the final interpretation. Go to verse 42. And as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. Praise God. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with merry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. They are not men, but they will mingle themselves with the seed of men. But they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. Praise God. How will you understand it? Do you remember that later on, when Persia was going to fall, he said he had a visitation from the angel. And the angel said, since the day you began to pray, said God had you in heaven and dispatched an answer. He dispatched me to answer your prayers. Amen. How many of you know that the day you began to pray over a matter, God had you? How do I know that you don't know that God had you? When you want to round up the prayer, how do you pray? Say, God, I see God. Yeah. If you don't answer this prayer, you won't see me again. I promise you. Praise God. But the day you made up, God, I say I want white. God had you. But did you know he had you? Do you know that there could be princes walking against the manifestation of your prayers? 21 days, Daniel was in that praying position. When I say praying position, I'm not saying that he did not go out. I didn't say he fasted and he didn't go out. Do you understand me? I said that he was in that attitude of expectation that God interpret this thing. I want an understanding of this prophecy. You told Jeremiah, 70 years will be in captivity and it's over 70 years. Why are we still here? That was all he wanted to know. Because I read in the book of Jeremiah, I said I will take you there after 70 years, I will visit you, I will bring you back into this land. What is going on? Why is the prophecy not answered? What's going on, God? That was all. 21 days he kept asking God that same question. And the angel said, we heard you. And I was dispatched. But the prince that rules over this atmosphere didn't let me go through. Praise God. He still wanted you and your people to stay in bondage. So he didn't want me to come through. God had to send a reinforcement. Because you know why that was so? Daniel did not give God rest. He wasn't praying to the angels. Do you follow what I'm trying to say? He was not binding demons. He was petitioning heaven and asking for an answer. That was all. God, you've not given me an answer. I'm waiting. For 21 days he was waiting and said, I'm still expecting an answer. Why is this thing so? And because God also became aware of that delay, he had to dispatch Michael with his angels to go and fight. That was what led to the cosmic warfare. Just to answer a question. Praise God. Just to answer a question. You don't know that questions does more for you than prophetic word. When you ask God questions, God, what is in the scriptures? I want to understand it. Satan will fight you tooth and nail. Because once that thing opens up to you, there's going to be a problem in hell. Praise God. So you now understand why understanding is critical to the kingdom. And the sower went forth to sow. Some fell on stony ground. Some fell somewhere. Oh, those who fell in the wrong place, the Bible said they had, but they had no understanding. If you have understanding, your life will become better. You will make better decisions. Amen. So whatever it is, praise God. I hope it's cold. Because my body is heating up. Well, yeah. Get me one that is cold. So I can calm down. Praise God. If you make better decisions, your destiny will be better. Let no man deceive you that you have a destiny. Ah! I see your destiny. She keep my car. She keep up. You are going to be the next governor of Nigeria. Ah, I see it. It's a lie. As you think in your heart, the thoughts of your heart is what will bring you there. Are you with me? I don't know how God made us, but that's how these things work. Say, guard your heart with all diligence, because out of your heart come the forces of your life. It doesn't come from outside, it comes from inside here. So if we tamper with this inside here, we will destroy your life. If we correct the inside here, we will make your life better. So you now know why there is warfare with the inside. That's why they must open your eyes of understanding. That was the first prayer Paul said you pray. Eyes, you can be born again and you will die in poverty. You can be born again and you will never know the will of God. So Lord, open my eyes of understanding. When understanding comes, you can now start making intelligent decisions. Praise God. Am I with you, church? So you have seen them mixed together. Now there's interpretation for this place. People said this clay and stone is a revived Roman Empire. I don't believe so. Because if you look at it, Babylon was the first empire. What came after it? The Medo-Persian Empire. They are different nations. Are you with me? And that thing flowed. And what came after it? It was the Greek. And then what came after the Greek? The Romans. And after the Romans came this one that have not yet appeared. The 10 nations. One is strong, one is weak. But they will form 10 nations. They said because it is a leg, it must be rule. Why did the one that joined, that was head of gold, why did the neck and the something not also come from Babylon? Why did it come from Persia? I don't know whether you understand me. So that interpretation of the legs, because the legs and the thigh, is it thigh? Leg? Toes. Why then must it be Rome? That is the wrong interpretation. What those 10 kings will represent, you can only find out when we get to Revelation. Said they will give them power and they will rule and they will reign for a while. And these 10 kings will come together and they will hand over power to one small horn that will shoot out from them. Who will appear like a lamb, but will speak as a dragon. That is what they call the man of perdition, the man of sin. They call him the Antichrist. Now, Antichrist is not that he's going to swear to God that I will fight Jesus till the end of life. That's not the Antichrist. Antichrist is somebody that will appear like Christ and operate like Christ and give you a substitute or another version. Praise God. He will look like Christ. He will dress like Christ. He will act like Christ, but he will not speak like Christ. And so if you don't know the speakings of God, you will fall for his scam. Do you remember when Lucifer came to Jesus? They said, you are the Son of God, but we need to prove you are the Son of God. If thou be the Son of God, is it not written? You will cast yourself and he will scoop you and not allow your foot to be hot. Hallelujah. Is that not Bible? What's in Bible? If you didn't know Bible, you would not know how to answer that guy. He said, it's true. Let me see how I can jump. Then you jump and you will now laugh. Idiot. That's Lucifer. The Luciferian wisdom. So these are nations. Now, I want to say this to you. This is where we are going. That's why there's going to be a third world war. There's going to be a third world war. There's going to be a third world war. After the first world war, that was fought in Europe. The second world war was fought in Europe. Charity. The third war is likely to be fought in Europe again. The third world war is not Armageddon. It's not Armageddon. I will show you when I start dealing with Revelation. Are you with me? These people need to change the order of things. The present system we are running, some king sat down in 1945 to design it. It was designed. That's why it's called Babylon. It's a system that we are running. They are going to destroy it and come up with a new package. The technology for a new package is ready. Because that time cannot come until those technologies are available. Now it's available. I listened to a particular person. I think he's an American. They said now they can do what God can do. They can create human beings. They can do many things. They said we don't need him. Usoba, I was like, all right. It's making sense now. Hallelujah. Falling in place. They are going to do it. And it will shock you. Like Broshagi said, it shock you. It will shock you. And you'll be like, even if you pray against it, God will not hear your prayer. Because it is given to them. It's like you sitting down and pray, Jesus, you will not die. They will not kill my Jesus. I say in the name of Jesus, you will not die. The Romans will not kill him. Your prayer will not even get out of the room. Because it was the timing for him. So there are things you can't pray about. And you must know what you don't need to pray about. Praise God. That means your understanding of the prophetic agenda must be clear. So you can know what to pray for. And when those things begin to happen, what did the Bible say you do? Say, look up, for your redemption coming near. Amen. When those things are happening, you should ask, thank God, Lord, stabilize me. I don't know whether I'm making sense. You must know what prayer to pray. Otherwise, you pray the wrong one, you have wasted your time. Praise God. Are you still with me, church? And then continue verse 44. It's good verse 4. My time is rolling out. I really didn't know I was going to have this much resources to even share with you this morning. And whereas thou sowest iron mixed with merry clay, they shall mingle. I said go to 44. I thought you had moved. Thank you. And in the days of this kings, I beg your pardon, shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom. Everybody say a kingdom. Remember, what has been ruling the earth were kingdoms. America is not that kingdom. Americans believe that they are the number one superpower. Now, Ukraine has shown us that as powerful as Russia is, they can be humiliated. The only advantage they all have against us by it is nuclear bomb. But when we want to fight America, let us tell them. Did they not disgrace them? Forget all the... Don't let that Nollywood thing shake you. They are human beings. With all their technology, all is lie. Praise God. It's all lie. It's all scam. Don't be afraid of them. When I talk respecting America, you know Nigeria is the only country in the world that went into somebody else's country
fought and imposed peace. We are the only country. We carried our leg. We waka go Liberia. Fought all the warring parties on all fronts. Subdued them and brought somebody to say, yeah, become king. And we came back home. After we did that, we went back to Sierra Leone and did the same thing. Where was America? Where was Britain? I don't know if I'm making sense to you. Nobody. So when you look at Nigerian army, don't look at them. Boko Haram is not our, it's not our mate. It's just condition that is making crayfish bend. Respect a man in Nigerian uniform. Are you with me? And it is APC that has made Nigerian army like this. APC, PDP, they caused this problem. But I think it came from Obasanjo, but that one is not the story for today. Is that okay? So don't take Nigerian army for granted. They are terrible people. Nigerian army is the only person who will go to war, kill children, and they will come back to Nigeria, they are normal. Nothing moved them. American went about generation and other places. Kill children last all, the guy will run mad. Are we normal? You know we are not normal people. So be careful. Amen. Where did I stop? Oh man. He said he will set a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. Every other kingdom from Nebuchadnezzar will be destroyed. But this kingdom will not be destroyed. And the kingdom will not be left to another people. But it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms. And it shall stand forever. Verse 45. For as much as thou swear that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it broke in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, the gold, the great God had made known to the king, what shall come to pass hereafter. And the dream is certain, and the interpretation therefore sure. Hallelujah. He has told us how it will end. In the days of those kings. Now, in between the manifestations of those kings and that kingdom coming to pass, you will now begin to see what the book of Revelation is talking about. The book of Revelation just filled those gaps. Is that okay? Because it gave more insight, it gave more understanding of how it's going to end. Praise God. Now, the judgments of the nations. When we look at the nations, hallelujah, I'm trying to understand this. Praise God. The judgment of the nations is that God is going to break the power of this Gentilic nation. Now, you remember that the Revelation 11:2. Look at Revelation 11:2. Let's go back to 11:2. Revelation 11:2. But the court which is without the temple, leave out, and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. There is an agenda in the heart of God that the Gentiles were going to rule the earth for a period of time. Amen. Is that, there is a name they gave to that thing. The time of the Gentiles. We are living in the time of the Gentiles. The Gentiles are running the show. Praise God. They are in charge. Now go to Romans 11. I think I went there. I was just in there this morning. I will continue the next Sunday. Romans 11. Paul had so much to say from verse 11. Pick the thought from verse 11. Now, okay, are you there? I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid. But rather, through their fall, salvation is come unto the Gentiles, for to provoke them to jealousy. Let me stop there. Praise God. Salvation was confined to Israel. Are you with me, church? Salvation was what? Was confined to Israel. Outside of Israel, there is no provision for salvation.
Now, please understand that before we got here, the Gentile nations were ruling the world from the days of Nebuchadnezzar. I hope you understand. But you have to understand how the Gentiles came to rule. Because what enabled Israel to rule in the realm of the Spirit was because of their covenant with God. As far as God was concerned, there was no hope for any Gentile as of Israel. So for you to have salvation, you must migrate and come to Jerusalem. Am I communicating? That was the hope for them. Forget the military power they were all exercising. As far as God was concerned, they were doomed. Go and read the book of Jeremiah. He said to them, after I have used Babylon, I use all of them, I will come back and punish them. May God not use it to punish his people. If God said, go and punish my servants, and you could open your mouth and say, God has said to punish you, you are a fool. Let me abuse the bishop. Let me abuse him. He's taking too much tithe. How can he be using the money of tithe to be driving plane? Satan has sent you on a mission that will destroy you. Are you with me? It is true he may be doing wrong, if ever it is wrong. But it's not your mouth that you should hear that the mother of teacher has died. Do you know that thing? It's not in my mouth that you hear. How many of you remember Julius Caesar? After the night Julius Caesar died, somebody saw his friend. I had the dream last night. Oh. Say, what is that? I was eating with Julius Caesar. I said, surely thou shalt eat with Julius Caesar. I killed him. Don't open your mouth anyhow. Glory to God. Am I communicating, church? No. Yes, see, he sent those nations to judge his people. But it was a bad mistake. If they send that kind of errand, prostrate and tell God, please God, send somebody else. Don't use me to judge your people. Don't use me to speak against them. Look, you don't understand. It is true, they are God's people, they have done wrong. They are eating tight, they are doing everything. It's not your business. Hello? It is the nature of God that even if you stand and you use your mouth or whatever to judge his people, you are correct, but he will come back and visit you. That did you, how dare you open your mouth against my people? You remember he said it when they were coming out of Egypt. He said, no dog will raise his mouth and bark against you. Praise God. So that word came, said, touch not my anointed and my prophets, you do no harm. That is the privilege of all the children of the covenant. It's not only for men of God. So it's strange for me to see him do wrong. And I said, Pastor, did you see what Pastor did? I'm sorry for him. His life is just like this. I begin to bring him down. I will accomplish my purpose of bringing him down. But God will visit me later. Because I judged, I'll be it, a child and a servant of God. Do you follow me? You don't understand that one. Am I siding them? No. Did they do wrong? Yes, they did wrong. Should we not correct them? It is not in your mouth to correct them. You did not say, don't correct an elder. Eh? Except by what? Two or three witnesses. And when you go correct an elder, you have to entreat him as a father. Have you called Bishop Ojo and said, Daddy, no, I'm sorry. They said you were taking time. Is it true, sir? I'm sorry, sir. Daddy, might be. I just need the explanation. Are you with me? Do you follow me? Have you done that? If you've not done that, don't join them on Facebook. Don't join them, please. Just walk away. Hallelujah. I hope I'm okay. Pastor, I hope I've tried my best. Okay. Thank you. Where was I before? So the Bible told us, is that they stumbled and they fell. How? Why? Said, the reason for this is through their fall, salvation is come unto the Gentiles. Why do you think Israel did not believe Jesus? Do you think that there was God was orchestrating something? Well, he needed to bring these things to pass. Are we accusing God now of
Now, I don't know. I'm only telling you the obvious. I'm just saying what happened. Hallelujah. Why God did it? Why? I don't understand. Is that okay? I'm not judging anything. But they were... May you not be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Praise God. But there were Jews that believed God. And they were not condemned. Are you with me? And there were Jews that did not believe God. And they were condemned. But the reason why that nation fell is not that salvation should come unto the Gentiles. For what purpose? That our salvation can provoke the Jews. And I'm asking the question this morning, what have we done in the church to provoke the Jews? What do we have to show them? The salvation we have, how have we used it? As I stand today, they don't respect us one kobo bit. They don't even know whether we exist. Amen. That's a story for another day. Now, can you roll down? Can we go further? Can we go further? For I speak unto you Gentiles, and as much as I'm the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify my office. If by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, I might save some of them. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall be the receiving of them be but life from the dead? For if the first fruit be holy, the lump also is holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches. For if some of the branches are broken off, and thou being a wild olive tree, what graft in among them, and with them partakers of the root and the fragrance of the olive tree, boast not against the branches. And if thou boast, thou beareth not the root, but the root beareth thee. Thou shalt say then, the branches were broken off, that I may be grafted in. Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off, and thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but what? Fear. For if God spared not the natural branches, take it lest your spear not be. Behold therefore the goodness and severity of God. On them which fell, severity. But towards thee, goodness. Provided thou continue in his goodness. Otherwise, thou also shall be cut off. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again. Praise God. And he began to talk about the issue of this God's calling and everything. So what is God's agenda for Israel? The salvation of Israel is predicated on what the Gentile church will do. Are you with me, church? That's why if you look at the whole book of Revelation, as we come into it, you will not see much about Israel being spoken about. You will not see much of what God is speaking about. God was addressing just technically two kinds of people. The church and the Gentile nations. Because he believed that the church must come into the place of glory. Now, I spoke about that glory on Tuesday. That creation is waiting for the Gentile church to come into that glory. That is what Israel is looking for. So what Israel sought for, they did by works and everything, they did not attain it. But we that did not look for it have attained it by faith. Amen. So why are the leaders in the church giving us false hopes and false things for us to pursue? We have no business pursuing those things, actually speaking. But it's difficult for me to convince you now that there are things that is greater than the things that many people are telling the church. Now, somebody used to send me all kinds of prayer points. I'm feeling like blocking him. Because all the prayer points, I pray against those who are writing against you today, they will not prosper. I pray. His enemy prayer is always sending me. I'm tired and fed up with it. And I don't read it again. And there are ministers that have been raised up specifically to fight your enemies. And those ministers are doing very well. They have money. Then there are ministers that talk about your prosperity. They inspire you to go and make it. Hallelujah. I see somebody making it this week in Jesus' name. And that's the true word. You will make it. But in your making it, don't forget that that's not the purpose of the making it. That's not it at all. Because I saw in Jeremiah that it's possible for you to make it and still be walking in wickedness. Hallelujah. So making it does not validate your righteousness. No. There are people in America and all over the world that don't pray. They don't even know jack about Jesus, and they're doing well. They've not read the Bible for the past 100 years. And the work of the hands are blessed. That's why they teach us the 7 technologies for breakthrough. Hallelujah. You know the Vincent Powell? How many of you know about Vincent Powell? You know him. How many of you know him? What did he write? He wrote a book. Tough Times Don't Last. It was not the one that wrote that. Positive Thinking. It was the apostle of positive thinking. Then his son, that one that now wrote Tough Times Don't Last. Robert Schuller now came. It was his son to him. But you know, Vincent Powell was not born again. The man was a 33-degree Freemason and was a minister in the Baptist. Yet his book is the foundation of many ministries, the template on which it's built. Even Robert Schuller, his ministry collapsed before he died. You can't build on nothing. Before he died, God judged it. He lost the church, he lost everything, and died in shame. I heard somebody on YouTube say that he went to Lagos to listen to Mike Murdoch. And he came out of that meeting, he was crying. Say, how are the mighty falling? Say, he has become a shadow of himself. His word carried no life. But he came up with technology. $13 for 13 blessings. No rev, no word, no life. They will disappear into nothingness. Thin air, they will become nothing. The wind will blow them away. Because they were built on air. It's not crowds. It's not money. It's you doing the will of God. They may not know of you today. Does not mean they will not know of you tomorrow. If they feel they don't know of you, gone, what is your problem? Do the will of God and let God glorify you. Praise God. Am I with you, church? The Gentile church is given the privileges we have for one purpose, that we may provoke Israel to seek their God. They need to see that thing they are looking for. That righteousness that Paul spoke about in Romans chapter 8. That righteousness that the law was supposed to produce, that Israel could not produce. They want to see it. They can't define it, but they know that the day they see it, they will say, this is it, I'm looking for it. Praise God. You know therefore that we have a lot of work to do. So the church leaders that are saying rapture, it tells me that they don't know what they are saying or doing. And I now understand the reason, because when you do not understand the purpose of a thing, definitely, you are going to abuse it. Because they can't see beyond their nose. Because they want to escape those wrath and those judgments of God. They preach rapture and give you the impression that you are going to escape. So while we are waiting for rapture, let us be playing church. Let us be occupying ourselves with activities. Let us be dancing. I went to a fellowship on campus for the sake of security something. I went to Akumba. They said I was going to start their service for about 8:30 or thereabout. I think I got there for 9. And from 9 to 11, they were dancing. Ha! Oh, they danced. They played. And I sat down there looking at them. When I now came up, they now gave me notes. You will speak for 20 minutes. My head is back. Oh my. I lambasted all of them. I said, I will speak for 2 hours. Don't invite me again. I didn't ask for your invitation. I'm okay myself. How can I drive all the way from Accra here? And I will speak for 20 minutes. I said, I will drop this microphone after 2 hours. And if I see you, get up. I spoke for 2 hours. So I dropped the microphone at 1 p.m. Take your microphone. You don't even need to. That's why when you are going somewhere, buy food tank. Because they may not give you offering. I bought full time. I didn't even bother myself whether they were going. I don't know. I think they gave me an honorarium out of, because they will come back and meet me in sideways. So they had to give me an honorarium. And till today, they didn't invite me back. And I'm not angry. Are you with me? But it's on record that I told them, you spent 2 hours playing. Why did that? Why? Who created? The template was created by the leaders that they gave them nothing to aspire to. And they said that where there is no vision, the people would dissipate their energies into worthless pursuits. Amen. We have a collective responsibility towards Israel. It's not sending hate to them. It's not going to Facebook and say, I support Israel. No. Israel needs to see that righteousness in the Gentile churches that we may provoke them. That is the destiny of Israel. We are the ones that will determine their salvation. Praise God. That's why we all need God to bring that to pass. And it's a tall order. I tell you, if I look at it, I don't know what I can do. I don't even know, understand. I can't even define what the righteousness or the glory is. And yet God said, I depend on you to show them. You know why I must go back to God and say, God, that thing you said, I agree with you, but explain it. What step do I take to bring that to pass? Am I communicating, church? And so the Bible says God is able to graft them back again. And so we are having this challenge as we go forward. Hallelujah. Verse 34 says, for who had known the mind of the Lord? Or who had been his counselor? Or who had first given to him that it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. That's the conclusion of the whole matter. That's how they're going to conclude the history of Israel. So when we come into the book of Revelation and you begin to see all those symbols, don't let those symbols, they are not your business. Am I communicating? You know, it was interesting that when Russia invaded Ukraine, all the prophets began to shout, Third World War, Third World War, Third World War, Third World War. Where were you before Russia invaded Ukraine? Didn't God speak to you about Third World War? You don't understand what I'm saying. They are reactionary. They just react. Once they now hear there is no Third World War, the message will change. They won't talk about it again. Praise God. They won't talk about it again. But may God give us sight to see. Listen to me. I'm bringing this to a close. Next time I come up, not on Tuesday, next Sunday, I will now deal with the book of Revelation. Are you with me? I'm just laying the foundation so I can know where we are coming from. The church needs, see, God cannot judge the Gentiles. It will be wrong of his nature. He said judgment will begin from where? The house of God. Because from his house, he will enter into the Gentile world. Praise God. Hallelujah. You have taken 30 seconds of my time. Maybe they want me to go. Let's go. Hallelujah. Okay, I will round up nevertheless. Church, we have work to do. Church, there are challenges ahead of us. Not only must you put your own lives in order, it is your responsibility to help your brethren put their own lives in order. Are you with me? Because the concept of the body is very, very germane. In the church, we run two parallel. Are you with me? There will be parallel operations in the church. While some people are following God, some people will be following fallen angels in the same church. You remember the parable? Not of the tares and wheat. He's going to be walking in the church. We can't change, we can't remove the tears. They will be with us. And in case you don't know, the tears will prosper. You can shout from here to tomorrow. Ah, this man is an antichrist. Don't go to his church. The more you accuse him, the more his church will grow. So don't let your head burst. Are you with me? Some will come to me, but man of God, you said that man is not called of God and his prophecy came to pass. It's not by prophecy coming to pass that makes him a man of God. If you don't know your right from left, I'm sorry, you have, there's hope for you. There's no hope. In these days we are entering, they are dangerous times. Oh my, they are very, very dangerous. Paul said it, said perilous times shall come. I know why it's perilous. Because you will not know that you're in danger. It's like you driving and the armed robbers in front. And you don't know armed robbers are there. And you are playing Amazing Grace and you are driving into a trap. Amen. That's how it is. But the Bible says the wise man sees danger. And what does he do? He hides himself. But the fool, he's just going in his tongue. He's speaking. He's not, did he say the fool does not know how to speak tongues? But he cannot discern danger that lies ahead. We must be careful. We must be discerning in these days we have come into. You can't listen to any kind of message. You can't listen or follow anybody. You must be careful. Amen. I said this, I was rounding up, Abby. One more thought, and I'll round up. I listened to a man, he's a preacher in America, and he said, he brought up the issue of this song, that this, is it Better Music? There was a song Better Music played. Very melodious song. And the caption of that YouTube is that, don't listen to that message. He said, because that message, that song is not scripturally accurate. And that's what I've been telling many of us. It is not all songs that are scripturally accurate. Many of you do know that inspiration comes from the realm of the Spirit. Just like Peter was open to God, and the next moment he was open to Satan, tells you that you must judge every spirit. As I'm speaking to you, I'm judging the thoughts that's entering my mind before it comes out of my mouth. Because as I'm talking to you and you're enjoying it, I can slip error into it. And if you're not discerning, you will pick it. And that error, single one error, will destroy your life. And you're okay. Therefore, you must be discerning. But inside that melodious song, they put in a man-centered gospel that suggests to you that it is you that can do certain things. And he said that people are unaware that music tends to mold your behavior than ordinary messages. Have I not said it? I just came across it. I didn't know. So, there's challenge. There's problem. We are not safe. We are not safe. We are living in the midst of dangers. Not one. Dangers. Everywhere we are surrounded. Then you must buckle up. All this one that we are doing that we are not sure of what we are doing with our lives. Please, go and be sure. Paul said, those who are married, behave like them that are not married. Those who have not married, don't seek to be married. Amen. Because the situation in the days they were living in does not warrant you to be emotionally attached. When you're emotionally attached and they take away your spouse, you become an emotional wreck. So don't attach yourself, say, my wife, I just die with you. It's a lie. When there is war, nobody remembers a child. It's every man. And God for us all. If we meet again, fine. If we don't meet again, that's the end. That's why the Bible says pray. And your leaders don't take decisions that will lead us to war. Ukraine Christians didn't pray. Their leader led them to war. All he needed to do to shut the portal of hell was to say, I am not joining NATO. That was all. That simple statement would have solved the whole problem. But it was doing like this. They are there now. So let us pray that APC will not throw fire inside Nigeria. Do you follow what I'm trying to say? Because the only the one man to say, Wallahi Ta'ala, if I did not become president, Nigeria is born. That's the end. It will burn. He said there can be no civil war in Nigeria. Somebody said that we can't fight again. I said, you don't understand. With 20 thugs, if you give me 20 thugs, you take K4 rifle, I can start a civil war. Can I tell you how we start it? Can I tell you? Abi, you want to come and meet me after? So I can join my 7 thugs army. Idi Amin started a war with Tanzania. How did he start the war? He said, collect some of our soldiers, dress in Tanzania uniform, and go and kill some of our people. The heart of man is deceitful. It's desperately wicked. And they killed a number of Ugandans, and they filmed it. And he went and said, Tanzania, you sent troops to come and kill my people. You kill my people, I will not forgive you. And he mobilized his own army. Like play. He rolled the armor tanks into Tanzania. But the guy beat him. They won't try that again. Praise God. But you know how many people died because of that stupid decision? God will help us. We will continue when we now start breaking the book of Revelation so that you can understand what is going on. Most of it has to do with the Gentile nations. And the one that concerns the church, we will talk about it. Is that okay, church? Father, we thank you for this morning. We give you praise. In praise of Otosike Pramandis. Ke Libra Pasute Libra Mama. Oh, the end is not yet. The end is not yet. The end is not yet.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.